It's really easy for you to speak in English what you're thinking in Samari. The more you practice that, the easier it becomes. So, would you like to try that?
Is the Intergalactic Brotherhood of Light?
The Intergalactic Weather?
Brotherhood.
Brotherhood of Light, okay. The Intergalactic Brotherhood of Light. Would you like to...
Peaceful entities from the sixth dimension.
Peaceful entities from the sixth dimension? And what did you just say? Yeah. Translate that into English. You can easily do that.
Our mission is a peaceful one.
Okay. And what does that mean in English?
We have observed the brutal savagery of your unscrupulous caretaking of Mother Earth.
Scrupulous caretaking of Mother Earth, that's pretty clear. And is there anything else you'd like to say about that? We haven't taken care of Mother Earth. That's for sure, I agree with that. Do you have a message for us?
Return to God's love light.
Okay. So the Intergalactic Brotherhood of Light is
Arcturian.
Arcturian. And can you tell us how Arcturian translates into Samari? How would you say Arcturian in Samari?
Arcturian is the home planet.
Arcturian is the home planet.
Of the Intergalactic Brotherhood of Light.
Okay. And what is your, what are your activities like? What is your purpose, the Intergalactic Brotherhood of Light?
We are here to monitor the planet Earth. We are residing in fifth and sixth dimensions above your planet. We have a galactic spaceship which hovers. It's not within the realms of the beings of your planet to detect.
Is this a physical spaceship that we could see it?
You cannot see it.
Okay, so it's... I cannot see it. Is that because it's in another...
It is in the fifth and sixth dimensions.
Okay.
We are one of the many.
Has anyone of the... Has any human ever seen your ships?
Some have.
Some have. Are these what we call UFO sightings on this Earth?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
We will reveal ourselves to you when the time is right.
Okay.
We are in communication with all of the species. We are peaceful entities. We wish to remind mankind that he is from a peaceful dimension as well.
Mankind is from a peaceful dimension?
All of mankind. Mankind is caught up in the trappings of the third dimensional reality, the materialistic world known as Earth.
Mm-hmm.
He has focused far too much of his time on his materialistic obsessions and not enough on the evolution of his soul. He is destroying his planet rapidly, and we are in the process of monitoring that behavior. We will interfere if necessary. We will not allow the planet Earth to be overtaken by unscrupulous behaviors of mankind. We will not allow this planet to be blown up. We will intervene if necessary. We will then be known to all.
So, can we anticipate this happening in the future, in the near future?
You live in a free will zone.
Mm-hmm.
It is entirely up to you.
So if we start making the right choices as far as taking care of the Earth, then it won't be necessary for you to intervene.
That is correct. Although we are intervening at this time, we have many, many beings on your planet that look like humans but are not.
Mm.
They are here for the sole purpose of saving this planet and mankind from its own self-destruction.
They look like humans? Do they have...
Yes, they are very much like humans, but they are not human. They are starseeds from our galactic world.
Do they have families and such like humans?
Yes, they do.
Do they know that they are starseeds, or do they think they're human?
Some of them have been awakened recently. Others are not aware. We are awakening them one by one. The time is critical within this time frame in your universe. We are awakening many of them. Their purposes must be fulfilled. They have already agreed to come here for the specific reason of the for the evolution of this planet to grow into the fourth dimension.
And how do they facilitate that? How do these beings facilitate our moving into the fourth dimension?
They infiltrate your societies with peaceful thoughts. They are the ones who work to save the planet. Environmentalists, people that protect the species on this planet, animal rights activists, human rights activists. There are so many.
Are there any in positions of power, like in the government and something?
There are many.
Well, that gives me some hope. You couldn't identify one of them, of course.
Jimmy Carter is one of us.
Okay, Jimmy Carter. Hmm.
He is a very evolved being.
Is he aware that he's one of you?
Not at present.
Not at present.
He does not need to be aware. He is aware of his mission in life.
Mm-hmm.
So he is a, he's like a server, serving mankind.
That is correct.
Okay.
He is a key individual in bringing the harmonics of the earth into the peaceful fourth dimension.
Hmm.
There are many like him.
Are there any any more in the government that you want to talk about?
Not at this time.
Okay. Can I assume that these beings are in all areas of life? Thanks.
You can assume that to be correct.
Okay.
We are here to save you, not to destroy you.
Okay.
Because you will destroy yourselves. As we awaken the star seeds, they will be the messengers, the carriers of God's love light into the minds of humanity.
Is there, can you talk about a time frame for this unfolding? Is it going to be within?
It is happening now.
Okay. How about a time when the process will be complete?
That is up to mankind.
Okay. That's because it's a free will zone, right?
It is a free will zone.
Okay.
We are only allowed to interfere when requested to do so. However, if we observe that the planet is going to destroy itself, we will show ourselves.
Okay.
We are very well hidden.
Mm-hmm. Just say that again.
Mankind cannot perceive our presence because his third dimensional reality does not allow for him to peer into the fifth and sixth dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Now, am I right in that some gifted humans can do that, though?
They can, and some have.
Is that what channelers do?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. And just to confirm this, Samari is... What we call Samari is your language?
Samari is a universal language used by all.
Okay. What are some other groups that use that language besides the Intergalactic Brotherhood of Light?
All entities within the fifth and sixth dimension from all different planets use this language as a common language between lives, during lives.
Okay.
It is not the only language that is spoken. However, when residing within the outside of the structures of the physical realms, this is a common language. You know it, all of you know it.
Oh.
You are unaware of it, but you know it.
It does sound familiar. It sounds like it's Latin based. Is it Latin based?
A form of.
Okay. Cass and I are interested in whether it's possible for us to sort of create a lexicon of the Samari language, an alphabet, create an alphabet so that we can maybe produce a book in Samari. Would that be possible?
Anything is possible.
Okay, well, that gives me some hope then. Okay. Now, Jane Roberts?
If you were able to translate Samari, you would be overwhelmed by what you would find.
Yeah, Cass was talking about that. Overwhelmed emotionally, or?
Overwhelmed mentally, because It conflicts with all of your standard beliefs within your world as you know it. It would not be accepted by many.
Okay.
Because the truths are in Samari. The truths of your being, your existence, your creation.
So
all of life's essence. All information. From all realms of life, all universes are in Samari.
So we would be overwhelmed, but would it be possible for a person to prepare themselves so they wouldn't be blown away by it? A human being?
Given your certain set of beliefs, you would have to change your beliefs in order to absorb the material.
Okay.
It would seem like a storybook of an intergalactic space story to you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you were able to filter out your old beliefs and put the information together in a logical way in your minds. You are very inhibited with your thinking in the third dimension. A lot of the information would be would not your species would not be able to grasp it.
Okay.
There are no words to describe it.
Is it going to be possible for Cass to do what she's doing now, translating the Samari into English spontaneously?
If she works with it.
Okay. Is this the Arcturus that our scientists know as Arcturus?
It is.
Okay. Now, are there, I'm assuming there's other brotherhoods on other planets, possibly, or another galaxy?
There are many.
How many?
We have been assigned to Earth.
Okay.
Millions.
Millions of these.
Millions of entities. Some with good intentions, some without.
Okay. Are we witnessing the
we
effect?
We are light beings.
We are light beings.
We are light beings.
Okay. What about these entities that are negative in nature? Could you describe them as light beings also?
They are not beings of light.
What would you describe them as?
They fall into the category of the dark forces.
Okay.
I believe Seth has talked of these.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We are very well aware of Seth.
You are, for sure.
Yes.
What is the relationship between Seth and your group?
I'm not allowed to divulge any of that information.
Okay. But you're both aware of one another.
That is true.
All right. Could the fifth and sixth dimensions be thought of as our future, what we call our future?
I am from your future.
Okay.
We are here to monitor our past.
Okay. And you're probably also under the, you also have to abide by the rule of non-interference?
non-interference and universal laws apply to all.
Okay.
Okay, Tess and I earlier were talking about spirit guides and what humans on this planet currently think of as spirit guides. Would you say that some of your beings are serve as our spirit guides?
They do indeed.
Okay. And is this process of humans being aware of their spirit guides, is that going to be part of this moving into the peaceful fourth dimension Seth talked about?
Humans have always been aware of their spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they acknowledge them is another point.
Have people called their spirit guides gods and angels and such in the past?
Guardian angels. Angels are different than spirit guides.
What are angels? I would ask.
Angels have never incarnated in human bodies.
Okay.
We, in the Intergalactic Brotherhood of Light, have already been human.
Okay.
We are interacting with our human counterparts. We are from another star system. That is all I am allowed to reveal to you at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you for all that information. We appreciate it.